It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good to have you listening in on this Monday here on BPN Radio. And today we have a very special broadcast. Stay tuned. Billy Burns, who has been ministering to children for 35 years as a children's leader, is going to be on today. We're going to be talking about children. There's no more important subject. So we want you to stay tuned. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio. And we have some special children's music on. And we want to remind you that this is a special week. This week we'll have a National Day of Repentance in America, and also the Supreme Court will be taking up the same-sex marriage issue. So it's a very important week of prayer. This Sunday, Gene and I will be in Fort Worth, Texas, where we will celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Power Tower. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can put in your prayer request. Also, we want to remind you that that we are believing God for 1,000 prayer centers. 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. So we're believing for 1,000 prayer groups, and you can be a part of this BPN 1,000 church network. And all you have to do, All you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com, go down to the box where it says 1,000 prayer centers, and you can make an application there. And so we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers. We started out believing God for 1,000 churches, a thousand churches that would be represented all across America, as well as 1,000 cities. And we are approaching those two marks. Now we're believing God for 1,000 prayer centers. And so I trust that you will enroll, make an application, and help us, whether it be a public prayer center or a private prayer center. We would we'd be delighted to have you to be a part of that. We're praying for children today. First of all, we're going to pray for your children, and we have a number of things we want to pray about children, as well as Billy Burns here today. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you're our Father. We are your sons and daughters. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. And Father, we pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio on this Monday. In Jesus' name, we just pray, Holy Spirit, you'll speak to us, particularly about our children. Before Billy Burns comes and we talk to him, we want to pray for our sons and daughters today. Father, we just pray for parents today concerning their children. And we know that children are a gift from the Lord. They are like mighty arrows. They are in the hands of a mighty person. And Lord, we know in Jesus' name that children are a gift from you. And we pray for every parent concerning the training of their children. For we know, Lord, that your word says that we are to train up a child in the way they should go. The original says the way they must go. Train them in the ways of the Lord in Jesus' name, and that we pray with them, and that we teach them the Holy Scriptures, and we teach them obedience. And we discipline our children according to the Bible. In Jesus' name, so we pray for parents, Lord, of the tremendous opportunity and privilege they have to train up their child. And they will not leave the training of their children to the public school system, who is not teaching from the Bible. They're teaching a doctrine of secular humanism. And many of our children are set under the teaching of teachers every day that are not Christians. Many of them are atheists or perverted in their thinking. And so, Lord, there is a battle going on for the heart and mind of children. I pray today that that parents will consider putting their children into a Christian school, or they will homeschool them, training them in the way that they should go, directing their footsteps, directing their paths in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for pastors today that they will consider what they are teaching and training their children on Sundays, and having a children's leader on full-time staff if necessary, who gives themselves to the teaching and the training of the children, not only the training of the children, but also the training of the parents concerning the children. And Father, we know that these are crucial days and critical days in America. And we pray, Lord, for the human trafficking that's going on, the children that are being sold into slavery. And over 300,000 in America, children being sold into slavery, generating $9.5 billion a year. And at risk are the greatest risk are the children between the ages of 13 and 14. Young teenagers running away from home because they do not want to submit to the authority of the discipline of their parents, or they're being abused in the home. We pray, O God, for the human trafficking situation in this nation. I pray, Lord, for parents whose children have run away from home and they're looking for them, but they don't know where they're at. We pray for them, O God. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, today for parents that will not discipline their children. They lead their children to themselves, and little kids are mocking their parents because the parents are not disciplining their children according to the Word of God. We pray in Jesus' name for children that are being abused in the home, verbally abused and physically abused and sexually abused in the home, incest that's going on in the home. Lord, we are in critical days in our nation, and we pray for the children, and may parents realize that their greatest investment is not their job or not their vocation or not what they want to do in life, but their greatest investment is their children. That grandparents will spend time with their children, loving on their children, and being able to speak into the lives of their children. So, Father, we pray for the children of this nation in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. We believe you, Lord. Lord, a revival among the children of our nation, that you will raise up young children who will do great exploits for you, who will be preachers, who will be prophets, who will be pastors, who will serve you in any type of vocational capacity, but they will be trained to serve the Lord. So we're going to talk to Billy Burns here in just a moment. First of all, I want to play some music by Tanya Goodman Sykes, our friend in Nashville, Tennessee, and she has recorded an album called A Collection of Morning Songs for Children, and you can purchase this on iTunes, and that's by Tanya Goodman Sykes, friend of ours, A Collection of Morning Songs for Children. We're going to play one called This Little Child of Mine, and then we're going to talk to Billy Burns.
A tiny turned up nose, two cheeks just like a rose, so sweet from head to toe, that little girl of mine. Two eyes that shine so bright, two lips to kiss goodnight, two arms that hold me tight, that little girl of mine. No one will ever know just what her coming has meant, because we love her so. She's something heaven has sent. She climbs up on my knee. She's all the world to me. To me she'll always be that little girl of mine. A tousled lock of hair, a heart without a care, an angel unaware, that little boy of mine. that run and play, a head that bows to pray, more precious every day, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. That little boy of mine. Come climb up. Upon my knee, you're all the world to me. To me, you'll always be that little child of mine. To me, you'll always be that little child.
It's a delight to have here on BPN Radio on this Monday a man that has been my friend for the past 27 years. His name is Billy Burns, and Gene and I, we love Billy and Vicki Burns. What a blessing they've been to our lives. And Billy and Vicki have been in ministry for 35 years, and they have a unique perspective on life, beginning as full-time children's evangelists. They traveled across America for 10 years conducting kids' crusades, observing the simplicity of the local children's ministry. And workers were untrained, and not equipped churches placed little of any emphasis upon the children. So in 1989, Billy and Vicki moved to Lake Worth, Florida, after that to become children's pastors at the 4,000-member Trinity Church International. In addition to this new ministry, they continue to travel, minister in local churches and conferences, watching children's ministry begin to take form in the church. Children's ministries developed in curriculums, unbelievably designed rooms, high-tech ministry tools, workers being trained, churches begin to take pride and ownership of equipping leaders and volunteers to reach the next generation. Now, following the call of the Holy Spirit, Billy and Vicki have moved back to Texas, undertaking an additional assignment, a mission to help usher in a Holy Spirit renewal in children's ministries across this nation and the world. So, Billy Burns, it's good to have you here on BPN Radio.
Thank you, Dale. It's a privilege to be with you today.
We've known you a long time, and we know that the hand of God is upon you concerning children and young people, and you're now in a new season and living back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
It's good to be back in Texas.
Yeah.
I heard a long time ago that God created two types of people, those that are Texans and those that wish they were Texans. So it's good to be back in Texas.
Oh, that's great. And you certainly have been a joy to my life. That's literally making me laugh a lot. I know you have a great sense of humor. And before we go any further, we're going to talk about your journey, but understand that you're going to be at Cornerstone Church in San Antonio this weekend with Pastor John Hagee and his church. Is that correct?
We're looking forward to it. We believe that we'll have people coming in from all over the state of Texas to learn how to work together with the Holy Spirit and to raise up children that know how to recognize the voice of God and flow together in the power of His Spirit.
Okay, well, I'm sure that they'll be able to go to your website and get more information. We'll talk about that and just more about that in just a few moments. But talk to me about your call to children's ministry, how you and Vicki got started, and how God put that in your heart.
I went to Bible school at Waxahachie, Texas, back in the 70s to become a senior pastor, because to me at that time, and probably to the church, that was the epitome of the ministry, is to be a senior pastor. But during my last year at Southwestern, God began to lead us step by step into doing weekend crusades and Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, children's ministries, kids' crusades, and I'd preach Sunday morning, Sunday night. And then at the last semester of Bible school, God set us apart for traveling full-time as children's evangelists, and we did that for 10 years. We'd go into a church with no children. By the time we'd leave on the last ninth crusade, the church would be packed full of kids and kids being born again and falling in love with Jesus. And in 1989, there was a new season that took place. We moved to Lakewood, Florida to work with Dr. Tom Peters and his great church at Trinity Church International. And we got to pastor some 1,200 kids at the church and loved the church so much, loved the kids, and saw many born again, many baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then in 2014, we sensed a new season. And in that new season, we knew that God has set us apart for raising up a generation of children's ministry leaders that once again know how to work together with the Holy Spirit. In your introduction, you talked about the evolution of children's ministry. Back when we started, it was horrible. I mean, back in the 1970s, children's ministries was non-existent. I mean, everything that they had was leftover Sunday school curriculum materials, and it was really, really bad. So during the evolution of children's ministries from the 70s until the present, we've gone from not having anything and children's ministries being poorly equipped, untrained workers, etc., to today is very professional. We have the programs, we have the polish. But sadly, in children's ministries and youth ministries alike, we have the program, we have the polish, but the thing that we're missing is the power and the presence of God. So our call is to raise up leaders that will flow together with the Holy Spirit, because the kids will never go where the leaders have never been. And they're not learning that in Bible colleges. They're not learning that in different organizations. There has to be a voice.
I agree. There has to be a voice.
There has to be a voice that will bring the will of God into a situation. And God has called us for this season to lead and train and equip children's ministry and youth ministry leaders that will flow together with the Holy Spirit. So that's our assignment right now. And we're traveling all across the nation.
Yeah.
In fact, God spoke to me in a parking lot. He said, the nation is waiting for you.
All right.
Then he said, the nations, plural, are waiting. So we're stepping into that assignment.
Yeah.
And if there is one more outpouring of God's Spirit across our nation, I'm convinced that Vicki and I will be a part of that.
Well, I believe that. I really believe that God is raising up children's workers. And why is there such a lack of children's workers in churches today?
For the longest, it was such a low priority. I mean, the pulpit, everything that you can see on the pulpit, the preaching, the music, et cetera, was top priority. Mm-hmm. But churches are beginning to recognize if there's not a solid, strong children's ministry, people aren't going to come to the church.
Yeah.
So there's a desperate need across our nation for children's ministry leaders.
Absolutely. And we know that in these formative years of people's sons and daughters, it is so vitally important. And I do know that if churches do not give attention to this need or prioritize their ministry to children, they're not going to have effective church, particularly in the years ahead. And so, And so how do we attract children's workers, children's people to work in children's ministry? It's more than just a babysitting job, I know.
Well, there has to be that mind change, that mindset change toward that they recognize that it's not child care, but it is ministry. I believe that from the youngest days of a child's life, in fact, even going to the nursery, that supernatural things can happen in a nursery when nursery workers pray the word of God, speak the word of God over children, and pronounce God's blessings upon the newborn babies. Yeah. That's so critical. Yeah. So there has to be a mindset change that this is ministry, it's not child care. And there needs to be testimonies. I love to tell stories about what God does through kids, and that draws workers. I had a mother stop me one time, and she said, "Pastor Billy, do you believe that a child can be filled with the Holy Spirit?" I said, "Of course they can." She said, "Well, that answers a question for me. My seven-year-old son, Xavier, came up to me and said, 'Mom, can I pray for you?'" She said, "What?" He said, "Can I pray for you?" She said, so I humored him. My seven-year-old son, Xavier, laid hands on me and began to pray in a heavenly prayer language. Mm-hmm. She said, "Pastor Billy, is that possible?" I said, "Of course it is." And I gave her some scripture verses. She came back to me a couple weeks later and said, "Pastor Billy, let me tell you what happened now." She said, "My seven-year-old son, Xavier, laid hands upon me. He began to pray in other tongues. And he said, 'Mom, here's what the Holy Ghost wants to tell you.' And he began to interpret his own message in tongues." She said, "Pastor Billy, it was the most powerful thing." I was in a church in Chattanooga with Dr. Ron Phillips, Abbott's House Church. And I heard the story about a little three-year-old girl that laid her hands upon her mama and said, "Jesus, heal mama." Just a three-word prayer. And instantly the power of God hit that mother. Mm-hmm. So I believe that when testimonies are given to the church of what God can do and wants to do through children, I believe that that'll draw the workers in. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't want to be a part of something that's changing a generation?
Right. Well, that it sounds like to me that you not only believe in children's church, but you believe in children's revivals. You believe that the Holy Spirit can be poured out upon children at an early age, where they can be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. I believe that when Joel said, for this promise, he talked about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He said, "I'll pour out my Spirit upon your sons and your daughters." I believe that's true. I believe in Acts chapter 2, where he said, "This promise is for you and for your children." I believe that every child can know the Word of God, have a relationship with Jesus, have an intimate relationship with Jesus, be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and expect signs and wonders to happen through their hands and through their lives. But that won't happen, Dale, that won't happen until there's children's ministry leaders that get past the polish and the programs and begin to demonstrate. The reason I think that we're losing this generation of kids, these kids have never seen anything that will validate what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what we're doing in our ministry, when we have our Saturday morning Ignite and Unite meetings, we're teaching workers how to work together with the Holy Spirit, because he's come with an assignment.
Yeah.
He has a job he wants to do, but the Holy Spirit's a gentleman. He'll sit back and let you do your children's church or do your youth service any way that you want to and not bother you a bit. But if you allow him to demonstrate that he's in the room, then the kids will see things that they'll know that they know. I saw things in B.B. Hankins' church that convinced me that Jesus is alive and well. Mm-hmm. I saw miracles take place. Yeah. And because of that, I can't neglect or run from what I've seen.
Right.
But the typical children's ministry, all it is a slick program.
Mm-hmm.
And a slick program will entertain. But that's not life-changing. The kids have to see something. The Holy Spirit wants to demonstrate healing and miracles and talking to them. I believe that if God could speak to a young Samuel in Old Testament days, he can talk to our kids today. So our assignment, Vicki and my assignment right now, is to raise up children's ministry leaders and youth ministry leaders that will know how to flow with the Holy Spirit. And there'll be times in a children's church service, the Holy Spirit will interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a word that it just is on fire and on the spot, mm-hmm. right on the money for what that child needs right then. I had a mama tell me one time, she said, "Pastor Billy, thank you for last week." I said, "For last week? What happened?" She said, "You said something in your children's church that delivered my daughter from having nightmares that she's had night after night for weeks and weeks and weeks. I didn't even know what I said, but the Holy Ghost did."
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing right now, is we're raising up leaders to have that voice on the inside speak. And if you'll do that, if we'll do that, then we won't continue to lose the generation that we're losing right now.
Right. So I agree with you that our children need an encounter with the Holy Spirit, not waiting until they get to be a teenager or adult. And I believe that so many kids grow up never having an encounter with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I know that as a boy, I had some encounters with the Holy Spirit, and I believe it's one of the primary reasons, major reasons, I'm in ministry today, because I had some encounters with the Holy Spirit. So why are so many young people growing up in church and not having any encounter with the Holy Ghost?
It's because children's ministry leaders as a whole are following the leadership of the church. And we both know that churches all across America have relegated the Holy Spirit to a back room or to a small group. Pastors are afraid that if the Holy Ghost should show up, that people would run from the church, where the reality is, if he's allowed to be himself, we'll say Holy Spirit, this is a church that you birthed. Mm-hmm. In the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still alive. You haven't changed. So if you want to do what you want to do, we're going to work together with you.
Yeah.
And here's what happens. The church doesn't decrease. There's always exponential increase when the Holy Spirit is allowed to demonstrate. So if the senior pastor or the lead pastor isn't flowing that way,
mm-hmm.
the youth pastor's not going to. The children's pastor is not going to. And so here's what we wind up with, is what I call Acts 19 churches, where they remember when Paul went to Ephesus and he said, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?"
Mm-hmm.
And they answered back and said, "We didn't even know there is a Holy Ghost."
Right.
So here's what's happening. Most children, if they're ever baptized in the Holy Spirit or have that encounter, as you called it a while ago, it's at a camp.
Mm-hmm.
Or a retreat.
Yeah.
It's not at the church.
Right.
And God has ordained that every boy and every girl, he said, "For this promise is for you and for your children." I believe that every child needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I want to help make that happen across our nation, around the world. And here's the good thing, is people are hungry for this.
Mm-hmm.
Vicki and I are one of a handful in the entire nation doing what we're doing. Consequently, on our blog right now, I have people from 59 nations, Dale, that are hungry for an outpouring of God's Spirit, and they read weekly what I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hunger from children's ministry and youth ministry leaders to flow together with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that day.
I believe it is, and I believe it's time. I believe it's time that the pastors and leadership of the church recognize that the most important leadership position of the church is ministering with kids, because if we are not able to train our kids the way that must go, if they don't have encounters with God, then they're going to be gone, and they may be sitting in church as teenagers, but they'll be gone. Their minds will be somewhere else. So we must capture this audience, and I know Billy that you and Vicki are playing a major role now in helping churches and leadership in that capacity. And before we tell the people how they can get in touch with you, why don't you just say a prayer for the children, for the parents, however the Holy Spirit leads you, and then we'll have some closing comments.
Father, we're thankful that the Holy Spirit hasn't gone on vacation, that your Spirit is alive and well, wanting to change lives and empower lives and equip people to do the assignment that you've given each and every one. We're not on this earth by accident, but we were born with an assignment from above. We have the need for your Spirit to enable us to fulfill that assignment. So, Father, we declare that there is one mighty outpouring of your Spirit sweeping across our nation right now. And we declare that no church, no individual will be left behind. Father, pour out your Spirit. Fulfill your promise. You said that you'd pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. May there be one last great awakening of your Spirit across our nation.
Yeah.
Pour out your Spirit.
Yes,
change
Lord.
Our kids.
Yes, Lord.
May every child have an encounter with you that they can't deny what they've seen. They know that they know that they've known that they've been touched
yes,
by the Spirit of the Almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
And because of that, they'll fulfill their assignment. There'll be a voice that'll be a bold voice, a strong voice to this nation. They'll flow with signs and wonders. There'll be a power on the inside that's undeniable. There's an authority in every child placed there by the Holy Ghost. And they'll change their schools. Their Jerusalems will be changed because of the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside. So we declare that today is that day.
Yeah.
We are that people.
Yeah.
And we're going to see your will accomplished in this earth, in this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I agree. And, you know, last year, one of my spiritual grandsons and I, Leland, we hosted a preaching competition. And we had it, I think, with teenagers 15 and older. But we have learned since that time, and people have brought it to our attention, that there is actually no minimal age to which somebody can preach. In fact, a friend of mine said that his pastor was called to preach at 8 years old. And
wow.
So I believe that God is doing incredible things among children. And do you believe there's an age limit on when a child should be baptized in water or baptized in the Holy Ghost or called to preach? Is there an age limit on that?
You know, I've read the Bible from Genesis to the book of Maps, and I don't see any age limit. There's no age limit. I believe the Holy Spirit deals with individuals in individual ways.
Yeah.
So let's not set a pattern. Let's just say, God, you be God, and we'll allow you to do what you want to do when you want to for those that are hungry.
Oh, I agree, Billy. I believe this is the day. I believe that you're right on time and right on target in helping churches recognize the spiritual needs, not just the emotional needs, the need for playing games or having entertainment, but the need to have encounters with the Holy Spirit. I know that God is going to use you and Vicky as you move into this new season of your life and ministry. And I know that you're ministering Pastor John Hagee's church this weekend, San Antonio Cornerstone. You might tell people more about that. And let the people know, pastors and other people know, how they can read your blogs and how they can get in touch with you concerning materials or a booking date or what have you. Give us some information there.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me put some balance to what I said. When I talked about polish and programs, I'm thankful for children's pastors that are doing their very best to present the gospel in an atmosphere that's exciting. And I'm not negating that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit is of no effect. They'll leave your ministry, children's pastor. Mm-hmm. Sunday school, they'll leave your Sunday school classroom. And when they turn 19 years old, you'll be just a distant memory.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can put together, I had one kid tell me one time, one young children's pastor said, Pastor Billy, I've been listening to you. He said, I don't even study anymore. I just go in and flow with the Holy Ghost. I said, no, that's not what I've said. No, Paul says, study to show yourself approved unto God. You're supposed to study and prepare.
Sure.
At the same time, you know, there's our part, but there's also the part of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And so we study and we prepare, but you go into that ministry knowing, Holy Spirit, I'm going to flow together with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not negating what children's pastors are doing. I'm saying, let's bring in the power and the presence at this. You can have both.
Yeah.
You can have both. You don't have to look like something that's horrible and, I mean, have your walls painted black and be morbid and tell sad stories and have the Hammond organ playing in the background to minister to kids. No, make it exciting, but make it full of the power of God.
Yeah.
So that's our assignment. And if you want more information, I trust that people that I'm ministering to pastors and talking to people right now that want to see God's Spirit poured out in their children, in their children's mm-hmm. ministry. And you can connect with us by going to billyburns.com. Again, Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Burns, B-U-R-N-S.com. And in clicking on that, you can read our blog, which, like I said earlier, is being read by children's ministry leaders and people from 59 nations right now. Who would have thought somebody from West Columbia, Texas, could be touching the lives of people in 59 nations? Yeah. You can read our blog. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes to read. You can read our schedule. We'll be with Brother, you mentioned Brother Hagee's church, Cornerstone mm-hmm. Church, which is one of the most dynamic churches, I believe, in the nation.
Yeah.
We'll be with a friend of yours just in a few weeks, Pastor Parky Coburn in South Fort Worth area.
Yeah.
We're with a lot of great pastors, and no church is too big and no church is too small, because we believe that God wants us to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And just one more thing. Did you know, Brother Dale, that there's not two Holy Spirits?
That's right.
One for the adults and one for the kids. There's
That's only true. One. That's
and
true.
What he wants to do through the adults, he wants to see through the kids.
Yeah.
And again, my blogs emphasize the work of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, supernatural power of God. And again, you can find out about that at billyburns.com and our schedule and how to connect with us. And
fantastic.
It just makes it easy.
Okay. Well, Billy Burns, it's been my pleasure to have you as my friend for over 25 years and to watch your ministry and to have a relationship with Gene. I have a relationship with you and Vicki. And I, of course, highly endorse your ministry. I believe that any church would be blessed, any people group would be blessed to have you come and train, because you guys have 35 years of experience. And so I encourage everybody listening to this, even if you're not a leader, but you would like to be able to have some materials for your son or daughter, your children, you can go to billyburns.com, billyburns.com. Thank you for being on today. God bless you. We sure love you.
Thank you for being a friend, and we go way back. We were friends back before children's ministry was cool. I love you, Dale, and I love Miss Jean as well.
I love you too. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you, Dale.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes your easel's the living room wall.
for the stars, baby, you'll hold them all. You're my sunshine shining my way. Sunshine angel, you are the light of my day. Sunshine angel, I'm glad you came shining my way. So glad you came shining my way.
Well, good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Monday. Our thanks to Tanya Goodman Sykes, friend of ours, who sang a couple of songs here on BPN. Those songs taken from Daybreak, a collection of morning songs for children. Get that on iTunes, Tanya Goodman Sykes. Collection of morning songs for children. Pray for children today here on BPN Radio. Special emphasis. Good to have... Really appreciate Billy Burns being on today. And he's going to be at John Hagee's church, as he shared with you this weekend, San Antonio, Texas. And this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. If you'd like to make a contribution to BPN Radio to help us fulfill our assignment here in calling America to pray, believing God for 1,000 cities, 1,000 churches, and 1,000 prayer groups. You can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom of the page. And there's a place to double-click on the donation button. And you can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, or send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible. So good to have you listening in here at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And there's nothing more important to pray about today than to pray for children. And we are praying for children. We're praying for your child because we know that when your child came into this world, there was already a plan for his or her life. And we just know that children were created to serve the Lord. They came with a special plan. And we know at some point or time, they must make a choice if they're going to serve Jesus or not. But we need to train them in the way that they should go. And we need to bring them to the point where they are able to accept Jesus long before 12 years old. I don't know where we got that 12 years old. I guess when Jesus was 12, he was in Jerusalem teaching and listening to all the scribes there, the teachers. But anyhow, we need to baptize them in water and lead them to the baptism of the Holy Spirit as soon as possible. And we need to begin to realize that they have gifts and talents and abilities. We need to begin to discern those gifts, talents, and abilities and not try to remake them into something that we wanted to be when we were growing up. And that happens to so many, many parents. They had this dream of doing such and such and so, and because they didn't get to do it, they're determined that... their children are going to do it. They weren't able to be a good football player, so his father determines his son's going to be a great football player when that may not be his gift at all. Or a baseball player, not his gift at all. Or maybe a public speaker, not his gift at all. Is even a preacher, My son is not a preacher. I didn't try to make him into a preacher. I would have been glad if he'd been a preacher, but he's been a coach for many years, a very successful coach, working with young people now. And so, you know, I couldn't make my son to be a makeover there of who I was. And so many, many ladies, they didn't make the cheerleading squad. So they want their daughter to be a cheerleader. So let's not do that. Let's determine their gifts, talents, and abilities early on and begin to shape them and begin to concentrate on what we determine that their gifts, talents, and abilities are. So, Father, I pray for wisdom. You know, if we're going to read a book in the Bible that refers to how to train up a child, we need to read the book of Proverbs. For many years, I have tried to read a chapter a day from the book of Proverbs, the chapter that corresponds to the day of the month, 31 chapters there, that corresponds to the day of the month. And there is plenty of teaching and training concerning your children. Train up a child in the way they should go, the original says must go, and they will not depart from that training. So I pray for you right now, you parents, as you train your children in the way that they should go, and teaching them the principles. The Bible says that when we walk, we need to train our children. When they lie down, what an important time when you put your children to bed at night. What an important time to be able to pray with them and teach them the ways of the Lord. And with your children, you need to observe what's going on in their life. Observe them when they go to school. Observe them when they come home from school. Observe what they're being taught or trained by their teacher, by their school. And observe their friends. And you must teach your children to be loyal to you above their friends. And if they're loyal to their friends, then disaster is waiting. And you need to be careful about letting your children spend the night with someone. My God, we need to be alert to that. So much damage has been done by sleepovers. And I just encourage you parents not to allow your children to go and spend the night with those people that you do not know extremely well. And I just encourage you to be careful on who you allow, if anybody, your children to spend the night with. And you must observe their friends, observe what video games they're watching, observe what television programs they're looking at, what cartoons. Some cartoons are so anti-Christ, anti-God, so demonic, filled with witchcraft. Sit down with your children and watch. Of course, most of the cartoons on national television are not fit to watch. Many of them are demonic. And I remember years ago sitting down with two of my grandsons and they had this movie they wanted to watch, and I could tell within 5 minutes it was demonic, and I said no, and they said, well, it's a popular movie for children. I said no, it's demonic. So we need to watch our children. We need to train our children. We need to discern who is teaching them every day. We need to prayerfully consider sending them to a Christian school. And then, of course, after they go to a Christian school, I'm not talking about just a private school or a prep school. I'm talking about a Christian school, or consider homeschooling them, teaching them and training them. And so I just pray for you parents right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that you will train up your children the way they should go. And I pray for children today that are being abused in the home, verbally, slapped around, sexually being abused. I just pray for them right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you, you parents, to think about what you're saying in front of your children, that you teach your children to respect their father, respect their mother, and parents to be in agreement concerning the discipline. The father not saying one thing and the mother saying another thing, but being in agreement and holding steady, and that women allow fathers to lead the family, lead the home. And I just pray for divine order in the family today. Divine order. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. It's been great having you listening here on BPN Radio today. And I want to encourage those of you that do not have a prayer center to develop one. You can have a neighborhood prayer center, a business prayer center, and I want to welcome churches and individuals all across America that have already signed up. Just want to name some of these today. New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Accelerate Church, Amarillo, Texas. Great Grace Revival Ministry, Blairsville, Georgia. Billy Burns is leading a private location in North Richland Hills, Texas. Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico. Temple Baptist Church, Bern, North Carolina. The Gate Church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Bethel Journey Church in Bethel, Vermont. And if you have not signed up, you can go to bpnradio.com and go down to where it says 1,000 BPN Prayer Centers, and you can make application there and be a part of a 1,000 prayer centers. And simply, we need you to be a part of praying with us on a weekly basis concerning revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you for listening today. And we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time or any time here on BPN Radio. You have a great day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.